The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own, and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Shure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
American Muslim 360 is. We will never quit. American Muslim 360 is number one Muslim radio station.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Welcome to the Civil Rights Hour. This is Murtaza Khwaja. I'm the staff attorney and lobbyist with CARE Georgia, and you're listening to CARE on Air.
Salam to everyone. Assalamu alaikum to everyone who's listening.
Thank you for tuning in for this hour of civil rights talk. I hope you all are doing well. We've got some interesting topics to talk about today, so I'm glad to be here with you today. And we're hosting for our executive director, Edward Ahmed Mitchell, will not be joining us today, but I am your host for today. And I'm speaking with you from Atlanta, Georgia, where we are headquartered, CARE Georgia. So I'm glad again to be here with you today. Today we will be talking a little bit about an issue that's been very relevant at all times, but more relevant to the CARE Georgia office this week, as we are the recipient, or our client was the recipient this week of final, alhamdulillah, $25,000 settlement. Now, we can't go into any of the details of what the actual case entailed, but I would like to talk to everyone here about employment discrimination. That is, if you feel that you are facing harassment or discrimination in the workplace based upon your religion. There are other things you could also be facing discrimination for. I'm going to speak solely on the religious aspect, but it does apply to other things as well. If you're facing it based on your nationality, your race, your gender, you know, it carries over and can be applied for a variety of reasons. CARE Georgia, we here specifically deal with cases of religious discrimination, and particularly those against Muslims. We've got a dedicated team here with a very able paralegal, myself as the staff attorney and lobbyist, our executive director, also an attorney and a communications director, as well as a whole vast interns who are here regularly helping out with either legal duties, legislative duties, or communications. So we're really proud to have that team here at CARE Georgia. They're here to defend, promote, and advocate for your rights, and they're doing a great job here, and I'm proud to be a part of that team. So employment discrimination is probably one of the most popular cases we see. The brunt of our work is really dealing with employment discrimination. We see, you know, a variety of issues, but that really is probably the large part what we face the most of. And in dealing with employment discrimination, you know, we face a host of issues, but it comes down to a lot of, you know, very particular things that we'll go into. And I'm going to speak broadly first, and I'm going to get more particularize it immediately. Then I want to start off with this, is that if you do feel you're facing discrimination on the job, the most important thing you can do is inform the offending party and your supervisor that you believe their actions or someone in your company's actions are discriminatory. Incredibly important to record that at the first instance you believe it's happening. A lot of times what we see is discrimination happening as a pattern or through a lot of continued microaggressions that manifest in a variety of ways, and they build up over time. So it's really important for us to see that pattern develop early on, and to have a record of that, a written record of that, is vital. A lot of times people will want to base it upon their coworkers' testimony, which, if we're able to get, is powerful. But in most cases, coworkers are not willing to testify, especially if they themselves are all still working on the job. They feel it might endanger them, although it shouldn't, and legally it shouldn't. That is a worry that they have. So the first important point, to document written record, not just verbal, written record of you feel that you are being discriminated against. And another important thing to remember with this written record is your employer cannot retaliate against you for making a complaint of discrimination. So if you feel you're being discriminated and you complain, your employer cannot then harass you, discriminate you more, or even terminate you based upon that complaint. You're allowed to make a complaint. You're legally protected. And making it a written record of it actually protects you if you are terminated later, because you can point to this complaint and say this is a form of retaliation. We see that in probably a majority of our employment law cases, they end in some form of termination, and the complaint of discrimination really helps. A written record of that really helps to show that there was retaliation. So it's important to bring that in writing to both your supervisor, whoever is also in charge of HR, if there is someone in your company like that, that's important to reach out to. Documenting it in general is also important. Every time you have a date or an incident, write it down in a journal, write down what happened, who the offending party was, what the offending behavior was, and then also include that information when you report that to HR, when you report that to your supervisor. Having a detailed journal, noting the people who are around, is incredibly important, and you need a paper trail of this. It's really about developing a paper trail, so if there ever is a complaint, this really bolsters your case. This gives your case the beef and the evidence that it needs to have a successful resolution at the end. Other things that we're about to go into, but I do want to stress this point first. This written record is going to be key, and I'm going to emphasize it again later on as well, but having a written record of the discriminatory action, reporting it to a supervisor is equally important. The fact that you reported it to a supervisor when it happened, and then also every time it happens, making sure you're following up and you're also keeping detailed notes about this and sharing that with your supervisor. If your supervisor is the one who's discriminating against you, you still need to share that information, whether with HR or whether with that supervisor's supervisor, or if there's no one else, then yes, tell the supervisor you believe that he is being discriminatory and these are the reasons why. It's incredibly important to have that written record. So if you take nothing else away from the talk we're going to have today, take this, that a written record of the discriminatory actions is what's going to be paramount and most important to your case. And in fact, I'm going to let you guys sit on that point for a moment, and we're going to take some messages from our sponsors, and then we'll be back shortly to go into more detailed information. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum again. Welcome back to Care on Air. I'm unsure actually if that actually went over to messages, so I'm sorry if you guys were sitting on dead air at that point. But this is Murtaza Khwaja again. This is the Civil Rights Hour. I'm the staff attorney and lobbyist with Care Georgia. And here we're here today talking about employment discrimination. Recently, I just told you this week that we had settlement for $25,000, a case for our client. We can't go into the particulars of that case, but we do want to talk about your rights in the employment sector, your rights in the workplace, and what you can do to protect yourself. The biggest thing I've already mentioned is documenting everything. The first time you have any type of discriminatory action happen against you in work, that needs to be documented with your supervisor. That needs to be documented with your supervisor's supervisor and also with HR. And it needs to be written record. It does not need to be a verbal conversation. This needs to be something that happens written over email or over a memo, but to make sure that there is a paper trail. And that paper trail covers email as well. We've had that question before. But, yes, email counts absolutely as written record. Having a written record is something that will really bolster your case and provide you the most amount of protection if you're retaliated against or if this discrimination action continues and you have to make legal action against it. So CARE's role in this, CARE takes on cases of employment discrimination. Almost all our chapters do that. We have 33 chapters around the country. CARE Georgia focuses specifically, other chapters do different types of legal work, but CARE Georgia focuses specifically on discrimination cases. That's not just in the workplace, but the brunt of those cases are in the workplace. This is part of how we promote justice and empower American Muslims and even enhance understanding of Islam. This is how we do it, is through the court system. One of the aspects of how we do it is through the court system. So if you do face discrimination in the workplace, CARE can help. CARE is there to help you. You should go to your local CARE chapter. If you're in CARE Georgia, please come to us. We're headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. And we'd love for you to bring your case to us because we know that it's important to protect our brothers and sisters and ensure that you're able to work in a safe environment that's built upon trust and understanding and not one which is where you face harassment or discrimination or anything like that. So civil rights come from a variety of documents in a variety of places. There's the Constitution, there's the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But most importantly for us is what we're going to be talking about is the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now this protects a variety of people. We're going to focus on the religious aspect of it. So this means that you can't be, it is illegal for an employer to discriminate against you on the basis of your religion. Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title VII, also makes it illegal for employers to discriminate on the basis of race or national origin. And a lot of this can be relayed back and also applied to those categories. But what I'm going to talk about and what we're focusing on here is religious discrimination. So what rights do you have? You have the right to reasonable religious accommodation. That means if you're a sister and you would like to wear hijab and you wear niqab for your faith, you are allowed to wear hijab or niqab on your faith if it does not affect your employer's business in a way that is significant. Examples of this are rare. So in the majority of places, you will be allowed to wear hijab, you will be allowed to wear niqab without any question. You have to make a written request of this. Once you make this written request known, the employer has the duty to reasonably accommodate you based on your religious beliefs. These aren't questioned. You shouldn't be asked to explain your religious belief or have to provide documentation. If you do are asked for that, CARE Georgia can help provide that documentation, that information for you. But your employer has to make accommodation for your religious beliefs, including wearing hijab or niqab, including being given a 5-minute break, if possible, to pray. Again, there are going to be instances where this is not possible. This is not a reasonable religious accommodation based on the nature of your work, whether it's security, whether it's personnel, whether it's anything else. But in the majority of cases, a 5-minute break can be arranged for you to go pray. And that is legally the your employer has the duty, once they're informed of that, to give you that religious accommodation. We see cases like this all the time where a sister is either harassed or told to take her hijab off. The harassment is a big part of it as well. It's not just about being terminated. It's not just about facing discrimination and by termination. It's also about facing harassment and facing a hostile work environment where people make comments about your inappropriate comments about your hijab, about your faith, about your appearance based upon your religion. So these are things that the law prohibits. Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act directly prohibits employers or people under the purview of your employer to do. So that means even if you have a coworker who's harassing you or making comments about your hijab, you know, saying inappropriate things to you, then these are things that if once you inform a supervisor or someone above both you and your coworker, if your supervisor doesn't take steps to stop this or discipline that employee, that accounts to them making discrimination or creating a hostile workplace. So this is the first thing, is you do have a right to a reasonable religious accommodation. You have the right to fairness in hiring, firing, and promotions. Now, what does this mean? This means that you can't be fired from a job based upon your hijab. You can't be, a company can't refuse to hire you based upon your religion. You can't be held back in the workplace and stuck in one job and not promoted based upon your religion. Now, we see things like this all the time. You know, we see people who aren't hired because they're Muslim or because they look Muslim. We've seen people who are fired because they've started wearing hijab. We've seen people who aren't promoted, and other people who have not been there as long and who've not had such an impressive body of work promoted ahead of them. So this is something that's protected under Title VII, is that you have the right to fairness in hiring, firing, and promotion. And mentioned this earlier, you have the right to a non-hostile work environment. This means that these discriminatory comments, these snide comments, or anything about your appearance that makes you uncomfortable based upon your religion is prohibited. Your employer cannot create an environment which is hostile to you or hostile to your religion. This is something, again, Title VII prohibits. So the three major things are, again, workplace and hostile work environment is prohibited. You have the right to fairness in hiring, firing, and promotion. So you can't be hired. You can't not be hired based on your religion. You can't be fired based on your religion. And you can't be held back from a promotion based upon your religion. And the first thing we mentioned is the right to reasonable religious accommodation. All three of these we see, and a lot of times we see these three working together. So we'll see someone ask for reasonable religious accommodation, they'll be denied, they'll start facing just a hostile work environment, and eventually they're terminated or passed up for a promotion. So we see a lot of times these things work together. I'm going to talk to you guys more now about what you can do if you face discrimination. And I do want to mention, later on in the Civil Rights Hour, we are going to talk to our paralegal, David Rodriguez, who does a significant portion of our intake, helps us and assists us on cases, handles our caseload, handles our case management, really does a great job about that. So he's going to speak with you guys later about what he sees common factors in employment discrimination cases, common factors in missing links, so things that we struggle with in cases that would help us. Then there's steps you guys can take. He can talk to you about those as well. So he's going to be with us later. That's our paralegal, David Rodriguez, and he's really an integral part of our office here at CARE Georgia and really great assistance to us. So if you are discriminated against. Oh, well, also all of this comes, the fourth thing is actually you have the right to complain about this discrimination without fear of retaliation. So if you face a hostile work environment, if you face unfair hiring, firing, or promotional policies, or if you are not granted a reasonable religious accommodation, you have the right to complain about this without fear of retaliation. And again, commonly we see that retaliation play out in our employment discrimination. What to do if you are faced with discrimination? Important thing to remember just for your case, because it's not, you know, these aren't typical things that people should have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, is remaining calm and polite. in the face of this. That doesn't mean putting up with it. That means just keeping anger and emotion in check, saying that this is inappropriate behavior. I'm going to be reporting this, and then making that written record again is very important. And addressing it right when it happens. So if someone says something inappropriate, take a breath, say, you know, this is a very inappropriate comment, or this is not appropriate that you're not allowing me to wear my hijab, or this is not appropriate, you're not allowing me to pray. I'm going to report this because I know this is protected for me, and, you know, we'll move along from there. So remain calm and polite. Address it right when it happens, which means report it in writing. Make a written record of it. Send that to a supervisor or to HR or to both, ideally. Make sure they both know about it so the company is on notice, one, that you've made either reasonable request for a religious accommodation or that you've been facing discrimination or harassment or that you're facing a hostile work environment or all three of these things. That needs to be reported in writing. Documenting everything is incredibly important. If this is something that's persisting, ask for mediation. If this is with your direct supervisor that where the discrimination is occurring, then make sure that you ask for either to be transferred to another department or job site, or that someone gives you mediation with this supervisor, if it's with a coworker. Again, ask for some level of mediation from your supervisor, from someone else. These are important steps to take to sort of mitigate any damage later on. This will help you in the workplace. Don't sign any documents or resign from your position before talking to an attorney. This is a big thing. A lot of times we see people leaving their position just because it's untenable for them to stay. They face so much harassment. They're getting bullied. They're facing a hostile work environment. People are not respecting them at the job. They say, you know, enough's enough. I'm going to leave. The thing is, all of those actions I mentioned are actionable. These are things you can get relief for in court. But a major thing is, not all the time, it's not prohibitive, but it will potentially put a wrench in your case if you resign before talking to an attorney. So you should talk to your attorney, see if resigning is actually the best step for you. Don't sign any documents, whether it's an agreement or anything, before talking to an attorney. Incredibly important thing. Contact CARE, your local CARE chapter. We've got an array of attorneys. In Georgia, it's me and our executive director, but if you're in another chapter, these are civil rights attorneys who are a lot of times specialized in employment discrimination cases just by the volume of them that we see. So we know how to handle these cases, and we'll be able to best represent your interest and also let you know, give you a very realistic aspect of your case. You know, we're going to let you know this is not a $1 million case. This may not be actionable. This is something you can do. Or if it's something that really is actionable, you can say, you know, this is something that's really problematic. We can sit down, we can write a letter on your behalf to the company, or we can initiate legal action. Those are all things we can do. After that, a lot of times what we do is contact the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That's the EEOC. Now, for any type of action, for the majority of cases, now it works a little bit differently. If you work in the federal sector, there's a different department for that, but it's similar. Or if you work in an employer that has less than a certain number of employees, it works differently. But for the majority of cases, you're going to want to contact the EEOC. That's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And CARE will do this on your behalf if you come to us. So what they do is they initiate action on your case before any type of discrimination or Title VII action can happen against an employer. The first thing that needs to happen is administrative remedy. The EEOC is a government-administered agency that handles cases of discrimination against employees. They have a team of investigators, of mediators, and what they do is that you come to them with a claim, and what they do from there is you'll come to them with a claim. They'll do an intake interview, or they'll take down a charge, and then they'll begin the investigation of your charge. That includes gathering evidence. They'll give the other side notice that this charge has been brought against them. Your employer will then have the ability to ask for or to make their position paper. That position paper will be shared with you. The EEOC will then either send your case to mediation, ask if both sides are open to mediation. That's happened in a few of our cases. Then the mediator will help you guys come to a positive resolution. Or the EEOC will continue their investigation. If they find that there's cause, that there was discrimination, they'll issue what is known as a right to sue letter, and in that will be included that the EEOC found that there was discrimination and then you're able to take that to a judge and actually institute a case. Now, again, that's not determinative, though. The judge can see that information and say, you know, the EEOC thinks there's discrimination. I still don't. But before you go to court at all, you need that notice of a right to sue letter. The EEOC could also say, you know, we think this is so bad, and we're actually going to take this case. And they will then take the action to court on your behalf. So that's something that's also an option. The other option is that the EEOC will find that they didn't find discrimination. They'll still issue a notice of a right to sue, and again, that's not determinative. So you can still go to a court, say, I have this notice of a right to sue. The EEOC said that they didn't find discrimination, but I still believe there is. Here's the evidence, and then the judge will make their own determination. So that's the EEOC process. It's the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And we'll institute those things for you, that action for you, a lot of times when you come to us. And just to give you an idea of this, so clothing. Hijab is something that, again, almost a majority, definitely a majority of the time, and almost all the time, will be allowed, given as a reasonable religious accommodation, barring a few exceptional cases. So if you wear hijab as your practice, that is something that needs to be accommodated and that you cannot be denied to do. Office prayer, similar. These are things that you're allowed. This is a 5 to 10 minute break that you're taking to make your prayer. And it can generally be accommodated, again, based upon, barring any exceptional circumstances, this is something that needs to be accommodated. And then the wearing of a beard, similarly like a hijab, very exceptional circumstances may call for you not to be able to wear a beard the way that you feel your religion asks you to. So those are things that all three are reasonable religious accommodations. So I know I gave you a lot of information here. I'm going to, you know, take a break now for our sponsors and for a few messages. Then after that, if you guys have any questions, please do let me know. And we'll also have an interview with our paralegal, David Rodriguez. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell, Executive Director of the Georgia Chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations and host of Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. I'd like to speak to you about something that strikes at the very heart of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses and that helped us to see an even deeper and systemic, long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite in experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society, and that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? The public service message from the Community Wide Share Conference and AM 360.
I'm an American Muslim, and I have the freedom to say just about whatever I want. And that's a great blessing for my personal intellect, and I hope for the group intellect. I have a free speech right, and I'm proud of that right. But let me ask you, just because I have the right to say a thing, does it mean it's right to say it? Citizenship has its responsibility. When we speak, we should speak our minds, but we can also speak from our hearts. And when we do both, maybe it will help us all become better communicators and more responsible citizens. Even when we disagree, we can still be agreeable. Let's use our free speech wisely, because our expression can help or hurt. A public service announcement from AM 360 and CWSC. Don't give up the faith. Keep your heart right like the mountains.
stand for eternity, and your light will shine for the world to see. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart.
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle. We don't cower in the face of can't or too difficult. We find a way to make it happen through faith, work, and the power of the group internet. We don't seek results that are just ordinary because a believer is supposed to be extraordinary. Who are we? We are the volunteers of the CWSC, ready, willing, and able to lend to the Creator a loan that will be added to and multiplied many times over. Think you have what it takes to be a CWSC volunteer? Then register with the NCNRD. Your talent, experience, and knowledge. Want to learn more? Visit CWSC.us. Look for the NCNRD today, and you too can help unleash and harness the power of the group internet, and together we can remake the world. This has been a public service announcement from Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of American Muslim 360 Radio, number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Dr. Amina Ali, your host for The Birth of Women, inviting you to a special AM 360 featured presentation. CWSC Founders Day, August 26, 2019, honoring the Twin Servants of Peace. CWSC has issued a proclamation declaring August 26th as CWSC Founders Day to be celebrated annually. This official commemoration was established to honor the life, contributions, and legacy of CWSC and AM 360 founder, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, the Twin Servant of Peace. Please join hosts Martha Nyla Abdullah and a very special guest, the co-founder and CEO Emeritus for AM 360, Dr. Aisha Kareem, and other leaders and hosts in the AM 360 studio live on air at am360.org on Monday, August 26th at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Revisit the roots of a national intelligentsia with those that were there who knew and worked with the Twin Servants of Peace, as he sacrificed until his final days, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his community by establishing both a national broadcasting network and national intelligentsia, connecting our hearts, intellects, and our work. So join us. That's Monday, August 26, 2019, at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be inspired. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to CARE on Air, the Civil Rights Hour, right here on America Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And welcome back. You will tune in with Murtaza Khwaja. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Murtaza.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mukhtar. And as you heard, we're here back on CARE on Air. I'm Murtaza Khwaja. I'm the staff attorney with CARE Georgia, filling in for our executive director, Ahmed Mitchell. We've been talking today about employment discrimination, sort of things you may face in the workplace as forms of discrimination, what you can do to protect yourself against discrimination while employed, and if terminated, how CARE can help you. And CARE can actually help you even before termination as well. So
please do reach out to us. So if there are not any questions right now, I'm going to do a small Q&A with our paralegal, David Rodriguez. He's been our paralegal here at CARE Georgia. He's done a great job. He's an integral part of our team, and he really handles most of the intake and client interactions as well as managing our case management and our case system. So welcome to David Rodriguez. Assalamu alaikum, Brother David.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
It's a pleasure to have you here on with us. So how long have you been here with CARE Georgia?
I started in April of 2017, is that right?
Alhamdulillah, so about 2 years. So that's a little bit longer than me, actually, then.
Right.
In your time here at CARE Georgia as a paralegal, what do you feel has been sort of the brunt of the cases you've seen, or what type of cases in all have you seen, then what's the majority been like?
Sure. So continuing your theme of the show this morning, most of our cases do seem to be employment cases, people dealing with different issues such as, you know, different Islamic dress at work, trying to get time off for holidays or for Jummah, and then also just, you know, outright discrimination, harassment or hate speech by either coworkers or supervisors in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So have you found that there's a common theme that runs with these employment discriminations, anything that, or are they all very different?
I mean, different people have their different issues. Obviously, since, you know, Donald Trump has taken office, more than a few of our cases deal directly with people citing him and their hateful comments towards, you know, their Muslim coworkers. So that's definitely played a part. Just a general animosity or an unwillingness to accommodate, you know, different requests by Muslims, again, for holidays, for Jummah, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And so you feel like it's been getting worse over the last however so many years with Donald Trump in office, or at least that's been cited as a reason?
I mean, definitely since I've been here, it's definitely a factor. You know, I wasn't super involved in this kind of work before I started working here, so I can't really compare to previous years. But definitely since Donald Trump has taken office, you can see the effect that he's had on people.
Mm-hmm. So do you think then there's anything our clients could have done? You know, they're the victims here, but do you think there's something that clients could do beforehand to sort of protect themselves or to bolster their case if there ever needs to be action?
Sure. I think one of the things that people can do is just not be afraid to call us at any time during that process. People without, you know, legal knowledge don't necessarily know at what point their you know, discrimination or whatever issue they're facing is actionable. So I think if people feel any kind of animosity or if any lack of accommodation at work, then they should give us a call at any time. And then we can, you know, we have you and Brother Edward as our two staff attorneys who can give legal advice and help people, you know, and guide them through that process, let them know, what steps they need to take. I think I heard you mention earlier, taking contemporaneous notes. Definitely that's always a good idea so that, you know, people can't say that, you know, that the people made it up later. You know, just keeping a daily diary of problems at work is something that I've seen several of our clients do. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that people are in a situation where it becomes a daily issue, but still if you have evidence and, you know, a record of that abuse, then definitely it helps in the long run. So definitely keep a track of any problems that you're having at work. Call us. We can be reached in several ways. We have our office number. That's 678-949-9585. You can call here. I usually answer the phone, so you can talk to me, yay. You can also leave a message on our Facebook. That URL is what? facebook.com/CAIRGA. So facebook.com/CAIRGEORGIA. I believe you can also, our email addresses are also on our website, which is caregeorgia.com.
Yeah, no, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, people will reach out if they do face any issues. So you mentioned that you've seen people who have sort of daily records of this. So it's not just a once or two-time thing a lot of times, right? It happens on a more regular basis. Is that what I'm hearing?
You know, and again, it differs by case. For some people, there is this one event, mm-hmm, that kind of triggers their situation, whether that results in a disciplinary meeting at work or their eventual termination. For some other people, it's a thing that plays out over weeks, months, or even years until they decide that they can't take any more, and they decided to get some help about it, and so that's when they call us. So again, it differs by case. We've had cases where it does get to the point of termination or even a threat of termination. And then sometimes, a lot of our cases aren't at that level where people have just made a simple request. And then, we help them with that request. Again, like I mentioned before, whether it's, getting time off for the Eid or for Juma, or some sort of allowance during Ramadan, if you have an especially active job. It's not beyond, rationality or expectation to ask your boss to be a little lenient on physical activity during Ramadan. This is considered a reasonable accommodation. People need to understand, not only their obligations to God, but also their rights under the Constitution, and how, those things do not usually conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, if people are unclear about those things, again, give us a call and we can help you through that.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about accommodation, because I think I've focused mostly on this presentation on what to do if, you are trying to go forward with legal action. But CARE can actually help if you're seeking an accommodation, right? You can cite several cases like that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a regular thing that we deal with here. And usually all it takes is a simple letter explaining, explaining Muslims' obligations to Allah and then their rights under the Constitution. A lot of employers have not been trained on this kind of thing, whether it's on both sides, the obligations in Islam or the rights that employers owe to their employees. A lot of employers just don't know these things. If you have an actual human rights department, they may have gone through this training, but for a lot of small businesses, employers just don't know what accommodations they're expected to make for people to fulfill their religious duties. And so that's something that, again, call us, you get to talk to me, I'll get some basic information from you, what you're dealing with, who should we call in your organization, the best way to reach them. And usually we wrap those cases up, alhamdulillah, within about a week. We get together, collaborate on a letter, and we get it to the most effective person in that business or organization that can, actually affect change and fulfill that accommodation. And alhamdulillah, for the most part, it works out. I can, I've been here a little over 2 years. I can only think of maybe one or two where a request for accommodation did not work out. And, that does come up. But alhamdulillah, we're pretty successful at what we do, bismillah.
Alhamdulillah. I was going to ask actually about that, so I'm glad you mentioned. You've seen about two times instances where that request has been turned down. So obviously, constitutionally protected for a reasonable religious accommodation, and there could be extreme or exceptional cases where that, may not be the case. So you said there's about two out of how many cases, would you think?
For those religious accommodation cases at work, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we get easily between 30 and 40 a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's something that probably is, 2 to 5% then are exceptional cases, really, that we've seen. In
right, definitely.
Okay, so something for our listeners to know then is that, a lot of times your accommodation should be granted. And then I wanted to touch upon this too, because this is something you mentioned. I think it's incredibly important with the work that CARE does, and you're a lot more knowledgeable about this stuff than I am, is the intersection between, or at least the overlap between Islamic principles and human rights and civil rights being protected here in this country. So if you could just speak about that for a minute or two and how that sort of affects the work you do individually, and if you want to speak for the organization, you can do that as well.
Sure. So on a personal level, I went to school, got a degree in paralegal studies, and quickly joined a criminal defense firm, which I did work for them for about 7 years, and I also worked as a deputy clerk in magistrate court. So getting a job with CARE was really kind of a dream come true, and it's a way for me to really take my knowledge and utilize it in the most productive way that I could think of, which would be not only helping people realize their rights, but also helping Muslims, practice their deen, practice their religion, do what they're supposed to do. So definitely it's been extremely fulfilling for me. Allah tells us in the Quran to stand up for justice and be witnesses for Allah. That is my inspiration every day, that I can come here and help Muslims fulfill their obligations to Allah, to help them, by permission of Allah, help them reach Jannah. So we ask, whoever's listening, all of our supporters to make dua for us, to purify our intentions and, help keep us sincere in what we do, and to barakah in our work. Did I answer your question?
I mean, yeah, no, that was absolutely. And again, I appreciate you being here with us and our listeners. And that was our paralegal, David Rodriguez.
First,
as you can tell, an incredibly knowledgeable person, and also an integral part of our team. So thank you.
Can you give the contact information out again to our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. We can do that. David, can you provide that contact number and email and Facebook link?
Sure. The office number?
Yes.
678-949-9585. Again, 678-949-9585. We also have a 24-hour voicemail number. That number is 404-419-6390. You can also email us at info@ga.cair.com. So that's info@georgia.care.com. Again, all of this information is on our website, which is caregeorgia.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab, and it'll take you to the all that information. Then we also have our Facebook page. Please like us and support us. That's facebook.com/cairga. I believe we also have a Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. You can find all links for all those on our website, inshallah.
Thank you so much,
Brother Rodriguez and Murtaza. We don't have any callers who are asking questions right now. We've got quite a few people on the line, though. But we just want to just say very briefly thank you so much to both of you and to Edward Ahmed Mitchell and to the entire staff of CARE, not only in Georgia, but across the country, who work diligently every day to be on the front lines to protect our civil liberties. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you. Brother Murtaza?
Yes, thank you. We appreciate that. So if we don't have any questions, then I think if there's anyone else calling in for a question, we're open to have it. Otherwise, thank you for joining us here on the Civil Rights Hour. Again, I'm Murtaza Khwaja. This has been CARE on Air. I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys soon.
And Brother Murtaza, we want to let everybody know that this show, it will be a special featured podcast again. So there'll be thousands of persons listening in, not only again today, inshallah, but throughout. Every broadcast becomes a podcast here on American Muslim 360. And so this information is very, very valuable that CARE is sharing. Every week that CARE comes on air, very valuable show. We hope, inshallah, that you will encourage other believers to listen in and to tune in, and not just Muslims. This show is for all of America. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much, Brother Murtaza.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear believers, you have been listening to CARE on Air, the Civil Rights Hour, here at American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. We're going to be closing in just a moment, and we're going to play a couple of public service announcements, and we hope, inshallah, you'll stay tuned for us to close out.
This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO Emeritus for American Muslim 360. You know, nearly 10 years ago, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullahu Alayh, the twin servant of peace, and I had a dream inspired by Imam Wuddin Muhammad, Rahimullahu Alayh, to provide all of us, especially the common believer, a place where their intellects would be respected and their voices protected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned what was once a dream into now a clear reality. It's been over a wonderful 10 years that all of you have joined this groundswell of community dialogue, work, and pride in what has become now an American Muslim institution beyond just one person or family, but now inclusive of a national group intellect. It hasn't been easy getting here, but then nothing worth fighting for ever is. It's taken a lot of dreaming, aspiring, inspiration, faith, financial sacrifice, and a great deal of work, and more work. And now the time has come to take a pause, to reflect and celebrate in grand fashion the building of the American Muslim 360 and our entire intelligentsia. I'm inviting you to join me, the network, CWSC, all of our supporters around the country and even abroad, and the masajid and other institutions, and all our faith brethren of Christians, Jews, and others for a grand celebration on March 5th, 2020, to the beautiful island of Cozumel in the Western Caribbean, aboard the Carnival cruise ship Paradise. This is not a fundraiser, but a true celebration of you and the many thousands of voices and intellects that tune in weekly to share, think, and help remake the world. And that means that we're using the power of our group intellect to make this family, friend, and community crew affordable for all. So visit CWSC.us right now to get the best prices. Although the cruise is in 2020, we only have until this month to get you the best prices. So don't delay in reserving your cabins and sharing the cruise with your family, friends, church, mosque, synagogue, or other faith institutions now. Finally, I want to thank all of our honorary participating institutions across the country who have joined with us in a great display of interfaith unity so that we might provide the best welcome for our interfaith brethren. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and I look forward to celebrating with all of you aboard the Paradise in 2020 together. We can remake the world. Blessings always. Assalamu alaikum.
Introducing the CWSC cloning program, where we combine just the right DNA to create expertise on demand right in the laboratory. Need an accountant or food bank specialist to help you design that community outreach program? Or maybe you need an IT specialist to help you with your website? Whatever the need, the CWSC cloning program does not exist. If we want expertise, it's going to take you and me inside the MCNRD. The Model Communities National Resource Directory. Visit CWSC.us today, because we are the change we've been waiting for. Cloning won't do it, but trusting the group intellect will. Visit CWSC.us and register in the Model Communities National Resource Directory today, because together we can remake the world.
Are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be with you. You're listening to American Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Mohammed, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360. And we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast, where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. And again, that's 701-719-4197, any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guest and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving, even if you're using a hands-free device. We want you to be safe. Once you've pulled over or arrived at your destination, we welcome you to call into our studio. When it comes to our podcasts, over the years we've produced thousands of episodes with timeless knowledge applicable to the human condition. And although an episode may have been produced in the distant or near past, the knowledge shared is just as vital now as it was when it was recorded live. But we have to update you with our latest contact information and on how you can become a friend of the station and CWSC and help keep us the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. So grab a pen and paper or your smartphone to take down some important information. If you want to leave us a listener comment, or maybe you've got a programming idea you'd like to share, and we hope you do, here's how. You can email us at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. You can also record a comment on our listener comment line at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And we may even share your comment on air. You can send us a message on our website, cwsc.us. We're also on Facebook. And we ask that you like our page. Just look for Community-Wide Shura Conference. Shura is spelled S-H-U-R-A-A. Again, S-H-U-R-A-A. That's Community-Wide Shura Conference. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Tweet us at CWShura. You can also find us on Google+, and the LinkedIn platforms. We also need your financial support, and it allows us to keep bringing you the quality programming you've come to depend on. And your support allows us to expand our Intelligentsia services. To make your tax-deductible gift, look for the blue donate button at the top of our homepages at cwsc.us. Make a one-time contribution or become a recurring contributor and help us know we have your support each and every month. And of course, you can cancel at any time. If you want to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc., that's CWSC, INC, and send to Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's Marina Village, spelled M-A-R-I-N-A, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Finally, you should know that our broadcasting center is part of a family of Intelligentsia components, from scholarships and historical preservation programs to National Speakers Bureau, Think Tank, Volunteer Human Resource Network, and more. Unlike any other radio station, am360.org encourages you to engage with the group intellect on any number of issues affecting society. And we offer you the opportunity to become engaged in working with the group intellect to help address the issues you feel passionate about. While you're at cwsc.us, look for MCNRD. That stands for the Model Communities National Resource Directory.
It's a catalog of persons from around the country, just like you and me, who've listed their knowledge, their skills, and expertise, and are willing to help communities anywhere in the country. Plus, you get a chance to meet new believers and work on issues together frequently without leaving the comfort of your home. And it's all possible because of the MCNRD and the 21st century technology that Allah has blessed us with. So keep listening, and we hope you'll register in the MCNRD, because together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Dr. Askir Muhammad, and I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very core of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses, and that helped us to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, and to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversation. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their worth, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hassan, station manager for American Muslim 360 Radio. You hear us say often that AM 360 is a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. We take that motto to heart daily as we strive to create the best shared freedom space for the group intellect to meet, converse, and even work together. But we're not perfect. AM 360 will always be a work of faith and progress, and that means we'll always need your voice to let us know how we can do this job better. So I'm pleased to announce that AM 360 has established an ombudsman office to hear directly from you so we can improve on what we're doing. Just visit cwsc.us and enter feedback into the search box at the top right home page, and you'll see the listener feedback form that connects you directly with the AM 360 ombudsman. Go ahead, give it a try, and let us know what you like more of, what we're already doing great, and what we can do better. Thank you for being a loyal AM 360 listener, and remember, together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Have you ever heard the phrase, don't drink and drive? Just imagine the health care costs and the lives or the families and marriages and careers that maybe, just maybe, could have been saved if we just change the sentence to two words instead of four, don't drink. A public service message from American Muslim 360 and CWSC.
over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments about race, racism, and extremism, and a moral standard, till finally the question was asked, where does it stop? It stops right now, right here, on American Muslim 360. Sister Debbie?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland. Please donate. American Muslim 360 and the community-wide Shura Conference are so important to me personally as a non-Muslim. This is, oh boy, I'm getting emotional. This is so important to people like myself. That's why I've donated $100, even though I'm on Social Security. From the last telethon, I put $10. I actually put the extra cent in there, $10 a month. It has just transformed me and my perceptions of things, and it can do this for lots of non-Muslims. We need you all. We need you all so badly. We have been living in such ivory towers, and that pun is intended. We don't even know it. So we've got to keep this movement going. We've got to make it work. It's what the country needs. It's what the country, I think it's what Allah wants to have this country have. So please donate. I know even if it's just a dollar or something, just any little bit. Let me say one other thing. This telethon is so important to me that I spent Christmas Eve with American Muslim 360, which I usually would spend activities at the church. So just so you all know how important I think this is for non-Muslims and for Christians, that's my proof right there. Keep it going, people. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. We love you, Sister Debbie. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Sometimes we can't afford not to give. Keep American Muslim 360 the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Together, we can remake the world.
And assalamu alaikum, dear believers. This concludes our live scheduled programming for today, except that we hope that you'll come back this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Birth of Women, the Criminal Justice Hour, and also Beating the Heaven. So please come back and join us then. But remember that we have 24-hour programming here at American Muslim 360, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to our podcast. And even though this call here, if you've dialed into our studio at 515-605-9891, you'll have to switch over because this line will now switch to our podcast line. And you can listen in or continue to listen in at am360.org if you're streaming, or at 701-719-4197. Again, that's am360.org or at 701-719-4197. And please share the word with others and help spread the word. Together, we can remake the world. We're going to take you out with Keep Your Hearts Right, and then you'll have to switch over to am360.org or 701-719-4197. Again, thank you so much for joining us. May Allah bless you with a wonderful day and have a blessed Jummah week. Assalamu alaikum.
Like a mountain sand, for eternity, your light will shine.
for the world to see. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart right. In a weary world that needs redemption, maybe we can learn to love again. And this time there will be no exemptions. Only better days ahead for us, my friend. And it's time to begin. And if the thoughts are true, oh, the song never ends, never ends, never ends. In brightest day at darkest night, don't give up the faith. Keep your heart right like the mountain stand. For eternity and your light will shine. For the world to see, keep your heart right. Keep your heart right. Your heart.